One more week left. Crazy. It's Friday night, which means it's another Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake and Boz hanging out with you. Thanks so much, B-Tad, Brandon Tadman, Trent Craxner, Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman. Just wrapped up an amazing game over in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central, Sabetha. We had Axtell, Frankfurt. We had Holton at Hayden. And Boz, we had JCN.
Woo!
Down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. What are our scores for the night, buddy?
All right, this is what we got. Axtell, they defeated Frankfurt tonight 52-6. Just Axtell, they just keep winning.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
What did Al Davis say? Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. That's what they do. Jake just mentioned JCN.
Come on!
At St. Mary's Colgan.
What happened?
JCN.
The Chargers.
Pulls off the upset. Big time, massive upset. 20-13.
Wow.
Over Colgan.
Wow.
They got a late touchdown. They were up 14-13 quite a long time. Iced the game with a touchdown late and then ran out the clock. Heck of a job, JCN.
How about that defense? JCN up 13 or down 13-8 at halftime.
Yep.
Did not allow a touchdown in the second half. Controlled the football. Tom Couts with one of the best calls. Tom's been doing this a long time.
Long time.
Long time. One of the best calls I have heard. And we're going to dive into these games in so much detail.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, next score. You heard it just a little bit ago. Nemaha Central, they advance. They defeat Sabetha 17-7. Another really, really good game. Nemaha Central just too much for Sabetha.
Yeah. Talking defense again. That's
yeah.
It's a halftime score.
Halftime score. Nobody really able to get anything going in the second half. Nemaha got touchdown right before halftime, put them up 17-7. And they finish out that game. They'll advance to state championship. And then the other score we've got, Topeka Hayden. They defeated Holton tonight 42-14.
Dadgummit.
I think Hayden got out early in that game.
Yeah.
Holton came a little bit closer. Halftime score 28-14.
Because it was 21-0.
Yeah. They jumped out early, got on the board quick. And then Holton, I mean, right before half, they closed it to two scores. So we were thinking, all right, they're right there.
Here we go.
But Hayden just too much in the second half. They run away from it. So Hayden advances.
All right, we're getting ready to go right into some of our games and what we want to talk about. But first, it's time for Friday Night Highlights.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Phone lines are open for you right now. Phone number 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline. Open for you, the callers. The phone lines are heating up already, Boz.
Come on.
We got people calling it. Give us a shout because we want to know about the game you were at. Again, this is sub-state week, right? Which means there is no bad losses at this point of the season.
Yeah, you're
You've made it to this point of the season, even in a loss, still a great season.
Absolutely. Hold your heads high.
So we want to hear from you, Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, when you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications Online at giantcomm.net. And just enter in your address, and they'll let you know what they can do for you for residential or for business reasons for you, whether it's phone or internet. Giant Communications, proud sponsor of our hotline. Well, we've got some callers on hold right now, so callers, hang tight with us. But, Boz, I want to go straight into one of our four matches. Again, six teams make it to the sub-state game. Can we talk about how it's unfortunate that some of the top-ranked teams in the state have to play each other to get to a state championship game?
Yeah, we've talked about this so often. We're blessed in Northeast Kansas. We got a ton of really good football teams, and it seems like this happens year after year. Top-ranked teams facing off against each other, knocking each other out. Only one gets to advance, and it's unfortunate because we've got just some really good football teams. And you look at just the ones that are playing tonight, Nemaha Central and Sabetha, two top teams in the state.
Yes.
Nemaha was one, Sabetha was two for quite a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just two really good football teams beating themselves up, and one of them has to go home.
Yeah.
Season's over.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, look at 4A, look at 5A, look at 6A. You know, I had this conversation with somebody last week. 30 years ago and longer, this structure, probably closer to 25 longer, this structure was created. People probably weren't traveling as much then.
Yeah.
Late 90s. People weren't willing to travel as much back then, yeah?
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's 2023. It's time to look at it. Reassess. If you've got a team that needs to drive 3 hours for a game, look at JCN. They did it tonight.
Exactly. It's happening already.
Why can you not go 3 hours west to play a game to get matched up against an appropriate opponent?
Yeah. I agree 100%. That's something Keisha just they've got to take a look at that. They got to figure it out. There's no reason why you've got, you know, top 5 teams, you know, ranked 1 and 3 that are knocking each other out, and that should be a state title game, or give them the opportunity by doing a playoff and let them meet in the finals.
Yeah. I mean, according to the recent K-Preps rankings, Hoisington ranked 2 at 12-0. Well, Sabetha's ranked number 3 at 10-2. You know who they've lost to twice, Boz?
Yeah, Nemaha.
The number 1 team in the state.
Yep. Now
give
done.
Me Sabetha, Hoisington in a sub-state championship game. I take Sabetha 6 days a week, twice on Sunday.
Yep.
No.
I don't get it.
It's a frustration that I think is a legitimate argument to have. And, yeah, we're not going to get too much in the weeds with that. We got a caller on the line right now, Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Tell us about the game you're at. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Jake. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great, Mark. I appreciate you as always listening and always calling. You took in a game tonight. Tell us about it.
Took in a game tonight. I want to give a shout out, first of all, to the team, the Holton team. There was a lot of people in the last year, start of this year, said, oh, they're not going to do nothing, they're not going to be anywhere. Well, we were one of the 4 best teams in the state at this time of the year.
Sure.
You just can't say any more than that. The seniors did a hell of a job leading everybody. They put their heart into it and were role models for everybody. And now it's time for the younger players to step up next year. I also want to give a shout out to the crowd. It wasn't reminiscent of, you know, normal Holton Hayden games in the past, but we had a good crowd down there. They stayed in the game the whole night. And Hayden, give Hayden credit. They were just too much for us tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. And I appreciate your honesty about, you know, a lot of times, Mark, you know, fans that get wrapped up in it and they, you know, again, there's some other reason. So I appreciate you, you know, commending a Hayden team, because that's a good football team across the way, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And like I said, tonight they were just, you know, we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot like we did the first game.
Sure.
But they just overpowered us, and that was just the way that this game went. So, you know, give kudos to them.
But let's talk again, though. Like you mentioned, I mean, a Holton team that had 4 losses going into a sub-state game. Boz and I talked about that in our preview show earlier today about how that's kind of an not unrealistic, but something that's uncommon for a Holton style of team. But you talked about the progression this season. What did you see from week 1 to now week 12?
There was so much growth throughout the season, it wasn't funny. The guys stepped up from week 1. They were coachable. You know, listened to Coach Bart in the locker room. I was in there with my grandson. And listened to Coach Bart and all the rest of the coaches. That was the one thing that all of them mentioned, is this group of kids is coachable. You know, they listen, they put it together what they're supposed to be doing, and they do it week in and week out.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you. Like I said, as always, being an individual who listens to our show, calls into our show, again, I just really appreciate you taking the time and always being a great fan. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, talk to you later, Jake.
All right, that was Mark Pruitt talking Holton football here this evening as we've got more callers coming in. Boz, I mean, a Holton game that just came on the wrong end for him tonight.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for Holton just simply because I think they went into that game thinking, you know, we were so close last time. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot. We had some turnovers that we shouldn't have had, some penalties that hurt us. So now you've got a clean slate. You're coming back to face that team again. I really feel like Holton had the confidence going in there. Their mindset was, we should have won the last game. Let's go in and do it tonight. But as Mr. Pruitt said, Hayden was good tonight. I mean, they did everything they needed to do. The other thing was that, you know, the first time Holton played Hayden was missing a few key pieces on their team. They had a running back that's a big difference maker on that team, and he was tonight. Finn Dunshee missed several games. Speedster, super fast guy on the field, and he had a good ball game tonight. But, you know, it's one of those things. You cannot ever fault the improvement from Holton. Week one, we've talked about this before. Holton does that. They start out the season, and it was a tough start. You play Nemaha, you play Sabetha.
Yeah.
They drop two, and then they get on a roll. Things are going well for them, but the biggest thing with those kids, and like Mr. Pruitt said,
yeah,
they improve week after week after week. Everybody
right.
knows their job. They did it. They go yeah. out and get better every single day, and I love to see that progression over the course of the season.
No doubt. Well, we're talking about games of the evening, and we've got the callers continuing to call in. Boz, we're very fortunate right now to be talking to an individual who has won not 37 straight, because that was coming into tonight. Now we're at 38 straight. Coach Detweiler, are you there?
Let's go.
Yes, I'm here.
Coach, I really appreciate you giving us a shout here in the Scoreboard Show. Congratulations, sir, on another sub-state championship and heading back to state again.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, you know, I told the boys the other day, don't ever take these for granted. And you know, our guys played well tonight. And, you know, I guess we're headed back to the state championship.
You know, we talked back in August when you did our preview show with us. And we were talking about how do you keep the guys' heads on, right? How do you keep focus one game at a time? And really, week one might have been the toughest week for you guys this year, huh?
Yeah, so far it has been, you know, score-wise anyway. You know, we've definitely played some tough opponents that has given us some challenges. But, you know, our group of guys is pretty athletic guys where we make a lot of adjustments in-game. You know, they do a superb job of doing that. And obviously the scoreboard kind of shows that sometimes.
No doubt. And just talk to me a little bit about your kids, because we've got, you've got a lot of kids. And this is not just something that these kids have, you know, nonstop big major contributors for the last now 3 years in your undefeated stretch here. But tell me about the growth of your team, even this year, from week one now to week 12.
Yeah, you know, Cara Paravel tested us for sure. And you know, they were in the semifinal game tonight. And you know, so that shows you the quality of the team that those guys were. You know, we made a lot of mistakes in that game. You know, but that's to be expected a lot of times in the first few games. That's the best thing about film session is we get to go through those things you know, show the guys what we're doing wrong. You know, we're just playing so much better than we did week one. You know, every week we work, you know, on a different opponent shows us something different offensively and defensively. And that just gets us so much prepared for the playoffs. You know, our guys have grown and adapted and, you know, just gotten better every week.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, it's really impressive. And I think that, you know, Boz and I talk about it every single week about how we are blessed in our industry here in radio to be able to cover teams like yours and how Northeast Kansas is just so dominant and so involved in the playoff push every single year. What does it look like from your perspective as a coach as you look around the area and the successes that it has?
Well, definitely Northeast Kansas is blessed with, you know, athletes. And you know, we were talking about this ourselves just the other day. You know, if there's one good program around and if you want to be in the championship, you got to somehow figure out to get to their level. And you know, I think that whether you're playing 8-man or 11-man, it just seems like, you know, it just kind of breeds success around here. You know, it just takes the work ethic at the level to win state championships is, you know, above, the rest of the state sometimes you know, it just shows and you know, look how many teams in the last few years have you know, at least in the Twin Valley League, and if not that, you know, have been in the state championship.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I mean, you don't have the national win streak, active win streak right now, but how does it feel to have the active Kansas one? Is that something you even consider or think about?
Nope, never have. Honestly, never have thought about that. You know, it's very nice, but at the same time, there's, you know, everybody's gunning for you. So,
no
you
doubt.
Know, it just makes you definitely want to do your homework and make sure you don't trip up. That's for sure.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking some time, and I am very ecstatic for you. We look forward to covering you guys for another week, and we're very excited to be following your guys' journey. Good luck next week. Go get that three-peat, and we'll talk to you next week hoisting the trophy. Is that okay?
That sounds amazing. Hey, I appreciate it, and thank you for everything you guys do for us. We, you know, everybody around here listens to you guys, and you guys do an amazing job.
Thank you very much, Coach. Eric Detweiler, the Axtell Eagles flying high once again. Paz going back to a state title for the third time in 3 years.
I love it. You know, the cool thing is with Axtell, Coach Detweiler, he talks about it. You know, the guys, and this is stuff that the pressure from the outside. You've got expectations. You've got a long win streak. You're back-to-back state title holders. I mean, there's lots of things that could distract you from making day-to-day progress. You can get wrapped up. You're dealing with kids, you know, high school kids. And it's easy for them to sometimes pay attention to that stuff. And not that it diminishes your work ethic, but it's easy to go into a practice and say, man, we've won 35, 36, 37
sure.
games in a row. What are we worrying about here?
Right.
But I love Coach Detweiler and the fact that he's able to keep these kids focused on day to day. And you know, the thing is they've got an end goal and they're taking the steps to get there. And that's what they're going to have next Saturday. Try to get a three-peat.
Three-peat. That is amazing. And an opportunity that, again, all Northeast Kansas, I feel like we've said it every single week, haven't we? Go watch an eight-man football game.
Yeah.
And take it in and just witness. Frankfurt's a good team.
Yes, they are.
And Axtell beats them not once, not twice, or not once, but twice, both by mercy rule. And check out how good that team is. My gosh.
Yeah.
Excited for next week for the Axtell Eagles. Well, hey, boss, how about we go from one super long win streak to another? Is that okay?
I'm good. Let's go.
Coach Gladsick, are you there?
Yes.
Coach Gladsick, Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central Thunder, you roll to a state title for the second consecutive year now. How are you feeling right now?
I'm so dang proud of these kids. You know, I think they fought through so much this year. You know, all the media said we lost everything from last year, which we did, a big senior class. This year's seniors.
Hey now. I'm media, Mike. I'm media. I wasn't saying that.
Some media, I guess. I guess that's what you call it.
There we go.
Preseason, you know, we knew we were going to be good just because our offensive and defensive line were attached. You know, we had four of the five returners, with the fifth, you know, playing some good, ball minutes last fall. Injury bug hit us big this year. Lost four seniors.
Right.
With only three juniors suiting up. We had to lead to our sophomores. We had to add two more after last Friday for this Friday. They both stepped up. Hats off to Beth, obviously a great, great, well-coached physical team. I thought our kids handled it very well, battle through adversity. So, yeah, exciting times.
Now, no doubt. I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, I don't know if you were able to hear Coach Detweiler when I was talking to him. And so I asked him a couple of difficult questions, and I'm gonna ask you one right now of, you know, with the ability that your guys' defense this year continually pitching shutouts and really holding opponents well under their season averages in yardage and in points, what went into that for you this year?
The funny thing is we actually got a new DC. Terry Stevie did a phenomenal job the past, oh gosh, probably 8 years, 6 to 8 years, however long he was here. So it's always tough finding a DC, you know, after Coach Stevie left. But Mark Mayberry, he's been on staff since he moved here 11, 12 years ago. Been around the States, longtime coach. He wanted the role, so I gave it to him. I usually let my coordinators do whatever they feel comfortable, which I think that's awesome. From their standpoint that they want to do that. I think our kids really trusted the technique. You know, we've made a couple adjustments techniques wise this fall and summertime. The kids bought in tremendously. And like I said, we had to lead on our sophomores tonight, just for stepping up and the mentality wise. And I thought our seniors helped out with that tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, I just felt like we were there actually at halftime. And, you know, I don't know how much you're a superstitious individual, Coach, are you?
Oh, not too much.
Okay.
I might be a little.
The only reason why I ask you that is because Boz and I have kind of been told that we're kind of curses, right, Boz?
Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit. And every big game that we pick ends up being a blowout one way or the other. I was in Seneca this past week and one of your Thunder fans came up to me and said, I will pay you to come to our game on Friday.
Oh, well, there we go.
And so we showed up, and I'm just glad for the first time this year, Boz, we pick a game to go to, and it wasn't a blowout. It was a great game.
It was. I mean, it was a really good game. It, Coach, I'll ask you this. I mean, you talk about it a little bit. You know, you guys jump up 3-0, and then Sabetha comes back. They take the lead 7-3. You know, does your mindset change? Do you see any panic in the kids when all of a sudden you're trailing? You haven't been behind very often this season.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the first, we gave up 6 points to Holton week one, which that was on myself. We didn't punt when we should have.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, we posted 8 straight shutouts, defense playing very well. The Riley County game, playoff game, they scored. If I remember right, they go up 7-0. That's exactly what I was watching, the body language on our kids. And some teams tend to point fingers on who blows the coverage, who blows the tackle, but 0-0 zero that. You know, at Riley County game, our offense gets down after that. They go score right after that. And the same thing tonight. You know, Rico, we do a great job kicking in a field goal to go up 3-0 to get the lead. You know, they march right down, I think, 85-yard play. By Colin Middle, that's one big play that we shouldn't have gave up. You know, that was obviously their a lot of yardage of the game. And then after that, our offense marches right down. So, you know, it's awesome to see. Like I said, I think it's on the seniors, their leadership-wise, which obviously helps.
Coach, I'm really, again, we were at the game, and I looked at Boz, and I said, okay, to me, this is the turning point in the game. And Boz looked at me and said, yes, it was right when – it was a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, and about 30 seconds left, 40 seconds left to go in the first half. You roll Hike out left, and he throws a dime and a phenomenal catch on the sideline. You guys able to get that touchdown. How important was that for you going into halftime?
Yeah, that was huge. You know, obviously, Sabetha, you know, won the toss deferred. I always tell a kid, you know, the first half, you know, obviously we got to take the punches. You know, second half is most important. We're a third, fourth quarter team. And, you know, when we get the ball to start the second half, that's huge drive, which obviously we didn't capitalize on that tonight. But just getting that score right for half, just momentum gainer, you know, and then they hit a big play, with 30 seconds left, 20 seconds left. And then Josh Gonzalez comes up with a huge sack to get him out of field goal range. And that holds the momentum from them. So, which is awesome to see.
So you believe in Uncle Mo?
Uncle? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to catch you off guard with that one. We talk about Uncle Mo every single week, and some people don't believe in him, but I'm a big believer. Sounds like you are too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that really keyed in the first half. You know, the momentum from, you know, from them scoring the 7-3, from them taking lead, and then our kids, sure. You know, we took lead, and then like I said, you know, we hit a big play, then they hit a big play, we get a stop, and then that third quarter, you know, it's just more relaxed. Like I said, wish we could have scored on that opening third quarter drive, but I thought our kids handled the composure very well.
Coach, you're taking on a Hoisington team next week. You're ranked number one. They're ranked number two. They're battle-tested. You're battle-tested. Are you excited to be able to go and try and defend your state title next Saturday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the kids are. You know, I tell the kids, you know, first day of summer weights, first week, to please leave Thanksgiving week open, because I'm hoping to practice Thanksgiving Day, and I'm hoping to be in line or wherever at on Thanksgiving weekend. Which is awesome. The kids always smile and laugh about it. I don't know if they truly believe me, but it's here again, which is awesome. You know, freshmen, like, what's going to go on? Are we actually going to tax on Thanksgiving? it's an awesome feeling. You know, not too many teams in the state get to do that.
Amen.
I haven't watched much Hoisington. I know they're big. I know they're physical. They got to do that to quarterback. And their skill kids are very good. So, obviously, you know, two best teams in the state should play, and it should be a good one.
Coach, we're really excited for you. I'll say the same as I said to Coach Detweiler, is the fact that we are thrilled that you guys are moving on, that we will get to cover you guys another week. I'm very excited for you. Congratulations on your win tonight, and go hoist a trophy for a second straight year, my friend.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do. It's awesome.
All right. Coach Michael Glatzel, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this evening. Boz, it's always good. I mean, again, and it's difficult when you got these local teams. We started the show off by talking about how Keisha really needs to reevaluate, because this should be Sabetha and Nemaha, I believe, in the state title game.
And now it's 1-2 for the state title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point still remains that, you know, I still feel like, you know, Sabetha had a great season.
Yeah, they did.
10-2, two losses to a team that's going to go to a state title. There's nothing to hang your head about that.
No, if you're Sabetha, there's absolutely nothing to hang your head about. I know it's tough. Losing in a sub-state championship game, you don't realize that dream of going to the state championship game. So, yeah, it's tough. But if you're Sabetha, you've had a fantastic season. You know, you didn't stub your toe against a team that only had two or three wins. I mean, you lost two games to the number one team in the state. So I don't think there's anything to hang their heads about. And Sabetha, we've talked about this too. They have a program. Year after year after year, they just keep reloading. They have a system. They work hard in the off season. Sabetha will be back, and they're going to have good teams moving forward. I mean, nothing changes with them. The system's the same.
Right.
The kids work terribly hard in the off season, and they'll be right back in the same position. If not next year, the next year, the next year. I mean, they're just going to keep going.
Exactly. Again, Garrett Michael, phenomenal coach. Great team for the Blue Jays this year. Again, if things are different, if these are two 4A teams, they're not playing each other before state.
Yeah.
I will die on that hill saying that it needs to be changed. We discuss it in basketball, in volleyball, in football every single year.
Yep.
Regional assignments based off of location is just not the way to do it.
No, I don't disagree at all. So, I think it's something they got to look at.
Anyway, that'll just get me fired up. I mean, I don't want to get too fired up. Let's go back to the phone lines, Giant Communications Hotline, before we get to our first break. It's a long segment, but hey, it's worth it.
Yep.
785-547-3461 if you want to be on the air next. Giant Communications Hotline, visit giantcomm.net. If you need the fastest, most reliable internet in Northeast Kansas, then just type in your address and you've got ease of mind for your phone or internet. Back to the phones we go, and it's Brian wanting to talk Axtell Eagle football. Brian, you called it, was it last week or the week before, and you wanted to talk Axtell? What do you want to talk about tonight, sir?
I want to talk about Axtell. We're soaring in the state, baby.
Love it.
How about that? Newton, here we come.
Not only for the first time, Brian, this is the third straight time. And yeah. I remember you telling me that if Axtell was able to beat Frankfurt, that you would three-peat. Now that that has happened, you have beaten Frankfurt. Do you think Axtell repeats?
Yes, definitely.
What's clicking right now, my friend? We asked you that, I believe, last week as well, but seemed like it was the same old business tonight for them. You really loved the big guys up front. They looked good tonight, huh?
Yes, they did. And then we just had a good quarterback tonight. He really did a job. And Eli Broxterman played really well. Got us going for the first touchdown. And we just kind of sailed right on down the line.
All right, Brian. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm noticing with these statistics. Pause. Quickly, tell us what stats you got for Mr. Smelsley.
Mr. Smelsley, you mentioned the quarterback having a good game. He did. We've got him down for 12 for 13 passing, 229 yards and a touchdown, over 100 yards rushing with four rushing touchdowns. He accounted for 300-plus yards of offense and five touchdowns.
Yeah.
Pretty good night for the quarterback.
Yeah, he's really got some good vision as he runs. He's really good.
Brian, are you expecting yourself to be in Newton next week?
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, thanks as always for listening. Thank you as always for calling in. And go Eagles next week. Get that three-peat, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Brian from Axtell. One to talk Axtell Eagle football. Boz, we've got a lot more to get to, but we've got to get to our first break, my friend.
Yep.
Time for our first break here of the night, but so much more to get to here this evening. We're going to talk next week's action. We'll have some more coaches giving us some insight of what happened tonight in their games. Stick around. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show comes back next.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
We ask you every single week, was your team doing the rockin', Boz?
Or were they getting rocked?
And I'm not sure there was really any teams that were getting rocked. But there was one team that did some rocking and a few really, really good games. What are our scores from tonight, my friend?
Here's what we got on the scores. Axtell, they defeated Frankfurt tonight 52-6. JCN pulls off the massive upset. They knock off the undefeated, previously undefeated, Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan 20-13.
Go Chargers.
Big time win for
the
Chargers.
Come on, Chargers.
Nemaha Central, they get the win over Sabetha 17-7. And Holton, they fall to Hayden tonight 42-14.
All right, those are your scores. Again, only 16. Hey, it's substate. There's not many available right now.
We said it. We got six teams in.
That's amazing. Good. That's such a great round to have six teams left. And there are teams, Boz, excuse me, on paper. We talked about it last week. Okay, on paper, this game's going to go this way.
Yep.
On paper, this game's going to go that way.
Eh. There was one that didn't.
There was one that didn't, and I think we both said it wasn't going to go the way the paper said.
Well, we talked about it in our little pregame tonight.
We did.
I think it was JCN. I mentioned, you know, the first thing they've got to do, they got to believe. You're going down there to take on an undefeated, number one ranked team. I mean, you have to have confidence in what's going to happen. You got to see it. We're going to go down there. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to win this ball game. And from what we saw, what we heard, they were a very confident football team out there tonight.
Very confident. And I was confident in my prediction. I was only off by one touchdown.
Yeah, you did. You threw that out there. I thought you were crazy.
I said JCN by two touchdowns. JCN final 20-13. Did not give up any points in the second half. How about we talk to the guy that made the 3-hour trip down and is currently on a 3-hour trip back right now?
Let's go.
Tom Couch, what's going on?
Jake and Boz, it's good to be here, guys. What is the word tonight?
Man, I am excited for you, for the game that you had tonight. And I pick, again, JCN was my dark horse. We, Boz and I, each picked dark horses this season of teams that were getting no love, that were getting overlooked, a team that, you know, maybe had some potential, but nah, they're not going to go that far. JCN was my team, and we went and saw them a couple times. Tom, you've seen them a lot. Tell me about tonight's game.
Okay, first of all, guys, I'm got to start off with, I'm feeling a little bit guilty. I'm feeling a little bit bad because all the other games that went on around, you know, all wonderful, all great, but I had the best game in the state of Kansas tonight. I don't know what everybody else in the state did. If they had a better game than this, I want to hear about it. This game was fantastic, okay? I mean, you got a team with JCN, and you guys are spot on picking them to win this evening, okay? Because I'm a believer in a lot of things. I'm a believer in, you know, you can run the ball and you can win some games. You got to have the confidence, like you said, to come in with the proper mental attitude. You're going to win the games. But you also, you know, there's going to be a little karma. There's going to be a little destiny in this. And when JCN went through the regular season, okay, got to the postseason, and they've always been in week 10 for JCN. There have been two teams that have every year been the stumbling block. It has been either Centralia or Opie.
Yeah.
And in week 10, every year, they end up going to one of those two teams, and they end up not being able to get by them. Went up to Centralia this year, got the dub, okay?
16-0, shut them out.
And a lot of people... Yeah, a lot of people said, oh, well, you're going to have Opie now. So, you know, you got one, but you're not going to get another one. They take Opie, and they just slapped him around.
Yeah.
Beat him by like 50 points, you know. And at that point, you're coming into this game tonight saying, you know, this team is really, really good. They're really talented. And they're big in they're big up front. They got good hands, guys. They got running back. They got quarterback, you know, that run the ball and are strong and are sure-handed. And they came down here tonight. And when you go on the road to an 11-0 team who's used to being a state champion, okay, if you remember when Coach Smith was down here running this team for Colgan, by the way, Coach Smith, born and raised in Atchison.
Shout out.
Yeah, there you go. And they were just a dominant force. And you go down to their place, those fans are fantastic. And by the way, hospitality at St. Mary's Colgan, none better.
These What'd you
people
eat?
Were wonderful. They were delightful. I didn't even bother with that. I didn't have time for food, man. I was too busy with that game business. And then, you know, you go down here and you get behind early. You kick the ball off. They go down 3 minutes into the game. You're down a touchdown, and it's like this is rough. And then something happens. You kind of go, when the point after hits the upright, okay, and doesn't go in. So it's a 6-point game. Well, then the second quarter they come down, and now they go up by 13-0, and you're kind of jammed up a little bit, and you can't let them get any further ahead because that's too much.
Sure.
So they come back, score late in the half, put together a nice drive, you know, kind of got their feet underneath them, got the game legs going, drove it downfield, punched one in 2 minutes before the half, and now you go in that locker room, and you score a 2-point conversion, which at the time you had no idea how huge that was going to be.
Right.
You go to the locker room, you're only down 5. You know, that's 13-8. Now you're within striking distance. You're one play down. Go into the second half. Nobody ever dreamed that when that second touchdown early in the second quarter that St. Mary scored, nobody ever dreamed that was going to be the last points they put on the board tonight.
Sure.
And then JCN put together the ground game, you know, just took time off the clock. I mean, scored their go-ahead touchdown with 5-something to go in the third quarter. And Colgan had never touched the ball yet. They had never had a snap yet when JCN scored that. It took like 8 minutes, 7 minutes off the clock.
Yeah.
And so when you have ball control like that, when you limit opponents' possessions, you're going to win games, and that's what JCN has done all year long. And I tell you what, when they go out there, and I guess it's Conway Springs, right?
Yes.
That's going to be a peach.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, are you excited that, you know, do a state title game?
Yeah, you know, we've seen these before. This is not the first
right.
My very first year, 1979, we went out to Russell, Kansas for Morehill Mount Academy. Morehill was just Morehill Prep at the time. And Morehill won state championship and undefeated season in 79 under head coach John Flynn. And so I've been fortunate enough to see some great championship games. You know, got to watch Atchison win the state at Cessna Stadium in Wichita 1 year.
Got to go to some
good ones. But this will be right up there. I mean, this is a great team, and this is the fan base for JCN. Just phenomenal. These people are enjoying it. That's what you got to do, guys. The bottom line, we talk about it all the time. Don't don't forget to enjoy all of these games and the great seasons and soak it up, because these are the games and the season that you're going to be telling your grandkids about 40 years from now, you know?
Hey, Tom, this is Boz. You know, we talk about JCN and their offense and all the pieces they've got. They're big up front. They got great skill guys. But talk a little bit about JCN's defense. Colgan, coming into tonight's game, was averaging 52 points
a
game.
Talk about it, yeah.
And JCN holds them to 13?
Mm. Yeah. What JCN did was they did what good teams do and well-coached teams do, and they adjusted and made changes during the game. Some coaches and some teams say, I'm going to do this offensively, or this is what I do defensively, and that's just all they do all game. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But Coach Schneider, he made adjustments during the course of that game. When Colgan was moving the ball down the field, they were using short passes into the flats, and they were using curl patterns and chasing off that coverage and coming back and picking up 7, 8, 9 yard catches over on the numbers. Well, JCN started doubling top and bottom on those guys. So you had coverage over the top if he did catch it, and guys in front of him that were either obscuring him from the ball, or in a couple of cases, Grady Noll made a heck of a play one time, headlong guy to slap a ball to the ground before it got to those receivers. They made adjustments like that. And then the bigs up front, I mean, for a 1A school, and I say that as a qualifier,
right,
they're huge.
Massive.
These guys are big, big guys. So what you don't want to do, Boz, okay?
Yeah.
You don't want to get in the line behind them at the buffet, because
you're going to starve.
It's just going to be bad. Because these are big guys, and they just play their hearts out, and they have totally bought into the program, and the fans have bought into the program, and the ACN fans and all the people around that area and all the people in our listening area should be very proud of them.
No doubt. I mean, again, this is a team that you mentioned it earlier about how they had never beaten Centralia. They had never beaten Opie. And then they just took down the number one team in this state. And now they're going to a state title. They'd never been here before. Why not us was the motto that Boz and I were talking last week about JCN. They need to go down there. All the pressure was on Colgan. Why not us? The pressure is going to be, once again, now on Conway Springs as the higher team, as the quote-unquote higher-ranked team going into that state title game. But I wanted to ask you real quickly, if you don't mind, from when we were listening to your call, and there was what I think is one of the most vital portions of this game that I heard in the second half anyway, JCN driving down the field, and it was 3rd and 5, I think, or 2nd and 5. And a flag was thrown because a JCN player ran off the field from the huddle because the official assumed that was a 12th person in the huddle when they broke. So that's a 5-yard penalty, and it backs them up. Coach Schneider, the way you described it, ran onto the field to the official and said, "Count them!" Explain that whole entire situation for those over here on the Kansasland side of the listening area that did not get a chance to hear that.
Okay, you've got it spot on. That's exactly what happened. As a kid ran off the field, and the offense for JCN comes up over to football, then the official throws a flag from deep in the backfield. And what he thought was, it was a very logical assumption. You got a guy who runs off. The team's running out there to snap the ball. You are assuming that there are 11 guys up here on the field and on the line, and that they ran the 12th guy out, and you can't have 12 in a huddle. And so he throws the flag, starts to assess the penalty, and Coach Schneider steps out on the field. He doesn't go, like, clear out in the middle and start yelling, but he gets out, you know,
sure,
two steps out to get his attention, draws the referee over, and he's, like, explaining. He's, like, pointing out there. He says, oh, look, out there, there's 10 out there now. We ran off an 11th one by mistake. And so the official, it was kind of comical. He stands to the side and makes the guys, he's waving, and makes the guys spread out and line up, you know, from side to side. Not, like, lining up over to football, but
it's like Red Rover, Tom.
So he can look at them and count them up and say, wow, there are 10. So that was 11. So, like, it was okay. But as they did that, what they did was what this officiating crew had done all night. Now, this was not a fast crew. Okay. I mean, they were not, you know, the game was not really fast, but what
sure
they did was a great job. And by that, I mean, they made sure when there was a question, when there was a, you know, something that they were not sure about or something that might have been getting called wrong, they would get together, and every time they got it right, okay, and that's all you ever want from an officiating crew. I mean,
sure,
you don't need a snap call. You don't need, you know, some big emotional swing, but you need them for them to get the call right, and they did. On that play, they got it right. They brought the chains in 5 times tonight to make sure that every time that they had that first down right, and there were 4 of them that were, like, a chain link or two. I mean, really, yeah. really close plays. And then late in the game, and I had forgotten that in a high school game that a pass interference is a 15-yard penalty, but it is not, like in the college game, it's not a first down. Or in a pro game where it's spotted from the point of the infraction. It's from the line of scrimmage, and it's 15 yards, but a pass interference call is not an automatic first down. They had made a first down, and then they powwowed, they got it right, they got the ball spotted where it should be, they made it second down, and, you know, they did a good job. So kudos to the officiating crew for going to the extra effort and the extra length and the extra time to officiate this game correctly and, you know, do a good job, and they did.
Absolutely, and I think that for me, well, that's why it was a turning point in the game, was because it took that from a, was it third down, Tom, or was it second, if you could remember, in that situation where they broke the huddle? Because if it was third down, that was taking it from third and five to third and ten. The very next play when JCN, after they rectify that and wave the flag off, JCN gets the first down. That's a big portion of that kind of, again, the ability for JCN to work the field, work the clock, and end up getting a touchdown and ultimately winning the game.
Yeah, you don't need it, and this is me. I'm an old guy. I like some of the old things that you do that win football games. And I don't need 20-yard, 30-yard, 40-yard passes. They're fun. I like them. You know, it's all good. But if you give me 4, 5, 6, 7 at a time, I will guarantee you I will win that game.
Sure.
You're going to limit opponent's possessions. You're going to score points on your possessions. And that's the combination that wins. And that's what JCN did again tonight.
Conway Springs, JCN. Charger fans, congratulations. Your team is on to a state title next week. For the first time in school history. Tom, thank you, as always, for making the trek down and bringing the excitement back home for those that weren't able to make it, and I'm just thrilled for this JCN Charger team, my friend.
You need any souvenirs brought back from Southeast Kansas? I could swing by and get somewhere.
Did you go to Chicken Annie?
Bring home an ashtray or something with the Marie de Seine reservoir on it or something.
Okay, well, I mean, I think it's Chicken Annie's down there. Would have been nice, but, you know, that's okay.
Should have told me sooner.
I know. I wasn't thinking. Tom, safe travels, right, my friend. Man. Thank you so much for giving us a call. I appreciate you.
Drive safe, Tom.
You got it. Good night, man.
Good night. All right, Tom Kautz. And again, folks, that was his recap because, you know, he's driving 3 hours.
Yeah, get him on the way back home.
Get him on his road home. Gosh dang, we're going to get into the other recaps, but when we come back, we're going to stick on JCN before we get into the other game, big game of the night that we have not dove into really with Nemaha Central and Sabetha. But we got to get to another break. When we come back, we're going to dive into more detail of JCN Charger football going to state for the first time in school history. So we're back after this. This is the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz hanging out, and also Joseph Curry, Seth Tollefson, Kirk Kilman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Madison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Madison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Madison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at bsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with change for the better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
I love coming back to this segment right now, Bozzy, because it just means that we're talking more about what's going on next week for some of our teams. We're also going to do a little bit of congratulations of the teams that didn't quite make it to next week. Because, again, there is no shame in losing in a sub-state round game.
It's a tough pill to swallow. You know, these kids, they got their sights set on a state championship. I mean, they start the season every year. This is our goal. We're going to the state title game, and you're so close. Just so close.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen. But, man, heck of a season for all these teams that finished out tonight. No reason to hold your head anything but high. Be proud of what you did.
No doubt. What were our scores from this evening's games?
Last time on the scores tonight, Axtell defeats Frankfort 52-6. JCN pulls off the upset against St. Mary's Colgan 20-13. Nemaha Central, they get the victory over Sabetha 17-7. And Holton, they fall to Hayden tonight 42-14.
Hey, so one thing I just realized, our Giant Communications hotline is still open right now. It's 785-547-3461. We haven't heard from Grandpa Gary.
I know. What's
Grandpa Gary, who's called in every week for the last month.
I'm a little worried now.
I want Grandpa Gary calling us in now because... you know, I know he's making a long trek back probably right now from Pitt, you know.
I'm a little sad right
someone
now.
Someone needs to be hollering at Grandpa Gary and giving him the link to the scoreboard show. I bet he's itching right now trying to figure out how to get on listen to the scoreboard show.
He certainly could be.
785-547-3461 is the phone number, Giant Communications. When you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than GiantCOMM.net. Enter your address. They'll get you everything you need for your home and for internet and phone for your home or your business. Okay, so we, again, got really in-depth on JCN. We left with Tom Couts, who is on the trek back. Safe travels to you, Tom, about this JCN team, Boz. That you mentioned it and asked Tom the question about the defense for the Chargers. The Chargers, man. Oh, come on.
Man,
52 points a game is what Colgan comes into that contest. We talked about that last week because we said on paper, Colgan wins by 3 touchdowns.
Well, yeah, and we've really, the last several weeks, the Centralia game, you know, that's been a tough stumbling block for JCN.
Sure.
Could they get over that mountain? They did that.
Yep.
Then they go down to Olpie, another team that's giving them fits. And they're just, the momentum this team's got is just phenomenal. But you go in tonight and Pittsburgh Colgan, those guys can put points on the board
in a hurry
and they started the game that way. But JCN, their defense, we've talked about it before, it is rock solid, and you've mentioned it, defense wins ball games.
Yeah,
you can't say enough about this team and what they're able to do. To hold them to 13 points is It's unbelievable.
13-0 Colgan Panthers with that lead early in the second quarter. JCN outscores Colgan 20-0 to end that game in Colgan. Long road trip, long bus ride for those kids. Come off the bus, take care of business. They're on a long bus ride home right now, and they've got to be feeling good.
Man, I'll guarantee you, that bus ride home is a heck of a lot better right now. That three-hour trek back home, there's nothing worse when you drive that after a loss.
Sure.
You just got 3 hours to think about everything that just happened. So I'm sure those boys are they're super excited. Maybe a little rowdy bus trip. I don't know. The boys, they might be absolutely exhausted after that effort tonight. They might all be sleeping.
They very well could be. That's a possibility. But
I'm saying no. I bet they're
fired up.
Yeah, they got to be.
And they probably got the scoreboard show streaming. These kids know how to use technology.
Yeah.
Streaming this up. We got some kids. If you want to nominate somebody for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, also give that a call on the Giant Communications hotline because there's a lot of game balls that need to be given out or a lot of kids that need to be qualified for the one game ball.
We can give a lot of game balls out.
I'm down for that. Why not? This week we can give as many as we want for Substate. How about that, Bob? Does that make you feel good?
It does. I'm all about getting, you know, last week we had like 8-9 guys, and I wanted to give one to every one of them.
You did.
But we didn't. We picked one.
Yeah. But give us a call, 785-547-3461, the phone number, and give us that game ball nominee. Even in a loss, I mean, some of these kids still played well in a loss. So JCN, moving on, they're taking on Conway Springs next week, and that is a game that will be on 93.7 KAIR, excuse me, next week. I shouldn't have eaten that popcorn when we went to Nemaha Central. I got a kernel stuck, I think.
What else did you get while we're talking about that real quick?
Shout out. Thank you. I said we wanted to talk about it. All right. And one other thing. If you want to call in, again, this is a sports talk show. Recapping tonight's action, right? Right?
Yes. True story.
Okay. I just wanted to ask.
Yes.
Make sure.
Yeah.
We were in Nemaha County tonight, taking in a Nemaha County rivalry. And I go to the concession stand looking for a coffee. You know what I was offered?
You brought it out. I thought it was hot tea.
Yes.
It was cold tonight, so.
I learned something tonight that Nemaha County, you want to tell me more about it? I'm more than willing to listen. Hot Dr. Pepper with lemon, a smidgen of lemon, like a lemon wedge in the cup.
I feel like we're outside the circle here. Like, this is a thing.
I know nothing about it.
We knew nothing about it.
I thought she was joking. When I said, you have coffee, she goes, we have hot Dr. Pepper. And then she looked at me and said, you're not from Nemaha County, are you?
That's right.
And I said, no, ma'am, I am not. I'm from Jackson County. And she said, get it.
Yeah.
And it's not bad.
No, it was. I took a little sip. I thought it was hot tea. But I was like, what?
Not
this
tea.
This is not tea. When you told me hot Dr. Pepper, it was something I never, ever even thought about. But it was good. It was all right.
I mean, I would drink it again.
Yeah.
Give me a shout out on for that if you want to talk hot Dr. Pepper. You know,
learn something new.
No doubt, dude. I mean, again, I'm not by any stretch a young pup. I'm not by any stretch, you know, somebody who's been seasoned on this earth for a while either.
Delicate. I like how you danced around that a little bit.
But I've never heard of hot Dr. Pepper.
No?
You're a little more seasoned than I am.
Oh, I'm much more seasoned, and I'd never heard of that.
So if you want to explain maybe where that came from, I'm down to have that conversation a little bit too. So back to that game. We were in Nemaha County, Sabetha, Nemaha Central. We heard from Coach Gladsick earlier this evening. Congratulations to the Thunder. They are going to try and defend their state title next week. That game we will have on our networks as well. All of that, by the way, will be announced over the weekend. No defined time yet as far as when we will get that announced. The whole entire sports department, Brandon Tabman, Jared Sleppy, will be hard at work getting all this lined out for you so we know what is going on as far as who's going to be where. But Nemaha Central moves on. A 17-7 halftime game, Boz, that was the final score.
Yeah, and this game, you know, it started out, you wonder, in a big-time game like this, Nemaha, they really haven't had too much of a test this season. They marched down the field. Looks like they're going to punch one in right away. After Sabetha punted to him, they took the opening kick, Sabetha punts, Nemaha marches down the field. You and I are sitting there thinking, all right, this is Nemaha. They're going to first drive, they're going to punch it in. Here we go.
Yeah.
And Sabetha holds them to a field goal.
They do.
That was a huge defensive stand for Sabetha. So now what does Sabetha do?
Two things about that before we move on. One, I looked at you and said, for Sabetha, that's a major win.
Huge. Huge.
Major win. And you could just tell from the Sabetha sideline that that was a win. But two, the confidence that Coach Gladsick had in his kicker to kick a field goal there instead of going for it on fourth and goal. I mean, again, that was two, a phenomenal defensive stand by Sabetha, and then a confident coach, confident in his kids, to kick that field goal and take the points right there early in the game.
Yeah, so Nemaha jumps out. They're up 3-0. They kick off to Sabetha, and Colin Menold, we've talked about him all season, he breaks off a run off left tackle, 80-some yards. Carter Height catches him down at the two. But you should have heard, and one thing I'll mention too right now, we walked into the stadium right at kickoff.
Oh, talk about it.
You've got the purple fog from the smoke, the environment.
This movie-like.
It was, if we could have had a drone, like drone footage, this is what, like, small-town football is all about.
For sure.
We saw guys wearing sweatshirts from all different towns coming to watch a big-time matchup, standing room only, people all around the entire length of the track.
Mm-hmm.
A phenomenal crowd, but Sabetha breaks that long run. Their side of the stands just is deafening loud, and they end up punching it in. They're up 7-3. And at this point, hey, Sabetha's fired up. They've got things rolling. Nemaha does what it does, though. I mean, they come right back.
Yeah.
They score a touchdown, 10-7 lead, and then they score right before half. Coach Gladsick talked about it. Big time
Uncle
momentum swing.
Mo.
Uncle Mo, which you caught Coach
I
Gladsick.
Caught him off guard, man.
I kind of
feel bad a little bit.
He's got a whole lot going through his mind right there, and you threw that at him. He wasn't really sure what was going on.
That was awesome.
So, yeah, they go into halftime up 17-7.
Sorry, Coach.
So, you know, the thing is, and it was just a – neither team really could get anything going in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean – Nemaha Central typically puts a lot of points on the board. Sabetha's defense was rock solid.
They just
couldn't get the offense to march down the field. Yeah. We talked about the key for them was ball control, moving the chains, and Sabetha with being a run-heavy team, they needed first downs, and they just struggled to get those tonight. And they just couldn't get over the hump. But I'm telling you, Sabetha, hats off. Congratulations on a really, really good season. Didn't end the way you wanted, but those kids, we've seen them play a couple times this season, and, man, really good football team.
No doubt. And, again, we alluded to it a little bit earlier. The Blue Jays will be back. Again, Coach Gladsick and – or, excuse me, Coach Michael and his crew, just solid. You know, again, at this point in the season, the only people that are happy when the season comes to an end are ones that are hosting a trophy up, right?
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that are happy. And I think you can feel a little bit better from the fact knowing that, again, Sabetha has two losses on the year, and their two closest games of the year were their losses to Nemaha Central. And that's a team that is looking to looking to three-peat once again, or two-peat, excuse me, for Nemaha Central. But, yeah, again, for the Thunder, just a remarkable run going right now for Coach Glatz and his crew. Again, they are now on 25-game winning streak. Undefeated last year, perfect 12-0 this year, looking to go 26-0. There's just something going on in our little Western Territory over there right now because old Axtell on a 38-game win streak, Nemaha on a 25-game win streak, and I'm just saying, I'm confident in both of them going into next week.
Oh, 100%. And I wanted to mention this, too, on Nemaha Central. You know, Coach Gladsick talked about this team and kind of the talk. You know, you guys lose a really big graduating class. You get a state title. You're undefeated. And I think probably there were some people out there thinking, man, this might be it. You know, I don't know that we can have as good of a season after losing all those guys. So hats off to Nemaha Central and the coaching staff and what they're able to do with that new group coming in. Now, they had some returning guys. They had talent, and they knew they were going to be big. I mean, they had all those pieces, but sometimes that noise that you hear from the outside of, this team might not be as good, sometimes that can have an impact. So coaching staff did a really nice job giving them the confidence, putting in the right spots. You talked about making adjustments and, you know, putting their kids in the best spots to win, the best spots to make plays, and that's what they've done all season. I mean, their defense. Again, Coach Glatzik mentioned the shutting out teams, eight straight shutouts. Their defense has been phenomenal all season long. I'm excited to see what Nemaha does. If they can go into the state title game and cap off an awesome season.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, trying to make it 26 straight games in a row for
struggle bus
for Nemaha Central. Yeah, my headset cord got wrapped up in my stool, so trying to.
If you can see this, folks, Jake's on a spinny stool and he keeps spinning circles with.
Boss. You ain't gotta reveal my secrets here.
Well, I need a video camera right now because you were wrapped around that thing. Yeah, that wasn't good.
That wasn't good. Live radio, folks. Live radio. But hey, Boz, you know what's great?
What's that?
Somebody found Grandpa Gary.
I was worried. I was worried something happened.
Grandpa Gary, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What a game tonight, man. Yeah, that offensive line, Ethan, Grady, Connor, and what about that defense?
Ooh, yeah. Talk about him, Grandpa Gary.
Cold into 13 points, and they've been averaging 52.
Yeah, absolutely insane. You know, you're a dedicated listener, and I appreciate you for that. And I, you know, I apologize for calling you out to get you to call in tonight.
I had somebody from back home text me and say, hey.
It's time for your call-in.
Grandpa Gary.
I mean, you've turned into the MSC Sports Radio Network's grandpa right now, Grandpa Gary.
Okay.
I'm just saying that everybody looks forward to when we chat with Grandpa Gary. I've had people outside come up and ask me, is that your grandpa? I'm like, no, he's not my grandpa, but he is now. Yeah.
Grandpa for one of the players, yeah.
That's right. Anyway, so I just wanted to, you know, again, every week you talk about how proud you are of these kids and everything, but, what's it like for the community, for JCN, to get to the state title game for the first time in school history?
Oh, it's enormous. First time to sub-state, let alone state. I knew it'd be a tough game, but,
yeah,
those boys are, I mean, they're destined. They have a strong offense, a strong defense, and just it's pure magic to watch them. If you think the Chiefs are fun to watch, watch these boys.
That's right.
If you haven't seen a JCN game this year, you're missing out, right?
Oh, exactly.
All right. So I got to ask you, Grandpa Gary, you gonna be making it out there to watch that 1A state title game next week against Conway Springs?
There's only one answer to that question.
Okay, I figured.
It's obviously yes.
Well, I hope that next week you have a safe trip out there, that you get to cheer on that Charger team that you're so passionate about and get to cheer on your grandson to a state title. So thanks for calling in, and I really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, it's a game, or that Fort Hays is where my other son's daughter, which is my granddaughter, that's where she goes to school. So
perfect. You got a free place to stay then, huh?
Yeah. In the girls' dorm, right. No, actually, it's in the sorority dorm.
All right, Grandpa Gary, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me and Boz like you do so often, and go Chargers, right?
You bet. You know you'll be hearing from me next week.
All right.
Travel safe.
I appreciate it. I look forward to it. Grandpa Gary, thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Grandpa Gary, Boz, I love when he calls me.
Yes, I do. Well, the cool thing, somebody's listening, they text him, like, it's like an alarm clock. You're missing your alarm clock. It's time for you to call in tonight.
Right, exactly. You do this every week. This is a routine. It's almost like, you know, you brush your teeth every morning and every night, right?
Yep.
Imagine if you don't do that one time, you know, you're like, oh, gosh, something's off with me
right now.
Something's
wrong.
That's how I was feeling right now. Just something's off. I don't have Grandpa Gary in my ears yet.
Oh, it's great. Well, the cool thing is, I mean, obviously he's got a grandson and he's super proud of it. But here's really the cool thing for me is just a lot of times, I think, again, in Northeast Kansas, we're pretty blessed with the following and the family support.
Sure.
And people driving to watch games and cheer on the kids, and it's really cool that they get to go and follow their grandson. You know, sometimes they've got kids, grandkids, they move away from town. You know, they're not around, and so you don't get to follow them. So really cool that he gets that opportunity.
No doubt. Hey, we got to take another break. We come back. Recaps from Nemaha, Sabetha. Recap of Frankfort, Axtell. Recap from Holton at Hayden. It's all coming up next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake Voss, Seth Ray, Kirk, Joseph.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
on your way to the game or on the ride home from the game. Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Well, Kansas land and care country, you're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz and Seth. Still hanging out with us here on a Friday night. Captain Kirk Kilman and Ray Penning, they got to head home. They had a long day.
Ray just had a game that lost. They just got over like at 10:15.
I guess Seth just looked at me. I mean, he did do the morning show this morning. Did you take a nap this afternoon, Seth? Little one. Okay. He's such an awesome dude. Anyway, Ray Penning, yeah, said that South Holt, Missouri.
Yeah.
Eight-man football. What was the final?
62-58, I think is what he said.
62 or 60-58, something like that. It was an insane game. 60-58 is what I've got from Seth over there. Thanks, Seth. And what a game over there. South Holt going to a state title.
Well, and it's crazy, those games, though, when you put up that many points. There's a lot of dead time. You got tons of kickoffs and just, man, those games, they can go forever.
No doubt. It's time now to get into some of our recaps. And then don't forget, don't worry, we're going to talk about next week with State. We're going to talk about this weekend in the college realm because we got K-State KU to talk
about. Come on.
We got to talk Chiefs football next for Monday night against the Eagles.
Big.
And don't forget, the state cheer competition is tomorrow as well in Topeka. So
let's go.
I mean, we're obviously, you know, your football team only goes so far without having some people get that crowd going.
That's right.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
right. Give us some love. Shout out.
Shout out. State cheer competition. That got texted in. It's a sport. So I'm going to talk about it. All right. Recap. Let's go to Axtell hosting Frankfurt. Can 37 games, Boz, turn into 38? Jared Sleppy had the call.
For the third consecutive season, Axtell is on to state as they win their sub-state game 52-6 over Frankfurt. Well, this one started with a bang, with Axtell getting a touchdown on their first play from scrimmage. It was a little shovel pass to Landon Schmitz. He took it 65 yards to the house. Brent Schmelsley got the first rushing touchdown on their next position after a Frankfurt punt, a 3-yard scamper to make it 12-0. Then a Landon Schmitz interception set up Brandon Schmelsley for a second rushing touchdown of the day. Frankfurt then had three consecutive turnover on downs, which were converted into a touchdown on the ground for Broxman, one for Schmelsley, and another for Schmelsley. Frankfurt was able to score right before the half to make it 44-6 going into the break. Then an interception by Brandon Schmelsley helping his own cause with 9:44 left to go in the third quarter. And then Schmelsley doing it again for the fifth time with his legs to win it 52-6. So overall, Brandon Schmelsley on the ground had 14 carries for 103 yards in those five rushing touchdowns. He was also nearly perfect over the air, 12 for 13 with 236 passing yards and that shovel pass, which resulted in a touchdown. They are able to outgain Frankfurt 357-137 in this one, averaging 6.4 yards per carry. So Axtell is on to state. They'll be playing in Newton at 3 o'clock against South Central. And I'll be on 92.1 FM KMZA. We'll go on the air 30 minutes before kickoff with your pregame coverage. This has been Jared Sluffy from Axtell here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, I looked up Brandon Schmelsley. All right, thanks, Jared. But Jared also was, we're doing double duty, Boz, because he actually caught up with Mr. Brandon Schmelsley. We've got that exclusively for you here.
Here, Brandon Schmelsley, first off, congratulations. How do you feel like you did overall?
I think I did pretty good, but I think we all did really well. We all played pretty good.
And five touchdowns, you were just sensational, flying around the field both offensively and defensively. How great was that interception there at the end?
It felt good, but, I mean, it was 4th and 14 or whatever it was. I probably should have dropped it, but it's okay. So.
Your guys' offensive line has been fantastic all season. How do you feel like they performed tonight?
Really, really well. I mean, I don't have to – they know what they're doing, so I don't have to tell them much, and they just go out and throw a block, and I'm gone. So.
And that very last throw at the end where Grady was open in the end zone, he was unable to come up with it. You were perfect up until that point. What were your thoughts going through your head? You're just like, what were your thoughts on that?
Hey, Grady's down there somewhere. I just had to chuck it up. So
that's kind of how it's kind of been. A couple of dumb ball passes, kind of letting your guys make plays. Eli was fantastic making plays. Your thoughts on how your skill position players did today?
I think they did really well. I mean, they always perform really good. So
I mean, defensively, you guys are flying all around. Your thoughts on how your defense played as a whole?
Our defense has been really, really good this year, and tonight was really good. We adjusted some things at halftime, and we came out and executed it.
All right, your guys' third straight title appearance. How is this team different than some of your previous teams, you feel like?
I think we're all eight of us are led together. We all lead all together, and we're just have maybe a better bond, but I think we just roll together better.
All right, should be a lot of fun, and I'll be there, and you're rooting for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jared Sleppy getting to catch up with Brandon Schmelsley, and, you know, Schmelsley definitely stepped into a different, you know, a new role for him this year, and really played really well, and that's kind of what you got to do, I guess, if you're going to win 38 straight games, huh?
Well, you got to have different guys step up and do maybe different things. You know, you got to move some guys around. You got to remember, Axtell, a small 8-man school, not a ton of guys, yeah. So you don't have a ton of options there. So you got guys filling into different places. You graduate quarterback. Okay, we're going to move this guy here. Now he's going to be the quarterback. And I'm telling you, Schmelsley just having a fantastic season.
And one of the guys up front that helps him succeed, we've talked about him a lot, and he actually got his dad interviewed earlier before the game.
Yeah.
Jared caught up with Sawyer Dieters.
Well, here's Sawyer Dieters. First of all, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. A lot of emotions.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you're in a final game here, and you get a sack. I mean, how did that feel?
It's exhilarating, you know.
just going out with a bang. It's nice.
How do you feel like your defense operated as a whole?
I feel like we did have some mistakes, but overall we came through, and it was nice.
What are some things you think you could clean up then?
Just tackling, mainly, staying on our man, staying in coverage. Just all around, there was just mistakes everywhere.
I feel like you guys were able to really gain field position advantage on special teams. How do you feel like that affected the game?
I feel like it just made it easier for our offense to score and just made it easier for everyone else.
And speaking of, I mean, Brandon, he was so electric. 5 touchdowns on the ground, 1 over the air. What are your thoughts on his performance tonight?
He's an amazing player. He did amazing tonight. He does amazing every week. He's the hardest worker in practice, I swear, but he's going to be really good.
So 3 straight state title appearances now, this one being on your senior year. How satisfying was this run?
It's very nice. It feels like all the work I put in, coming from my freshman year, it's amazing.
And doing it in front of your home crowd, what does that mean to you?
It's just really nice knowing that I could show out in front of them one last time.
Great stuff, Sawyer. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jared, once again. That was Sawyer Dieters getting caught up with him after the game. And so, again, a big guy up front, Boz, that has had a great career over there at Axtell and able to, you know, help propel his team to now an opportunity for 3 straight.
Well, we've talked about Axtell and the size that those guys have up front. You don't see that. That's not typical on an 8-man team. And Sawyer Dieters, he is an absolute beast. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We weren't sure. A lot of times we go to the games, programs doesn't have height, weight, and
yeah,
the PA announcer was off a little bit on the weight the first time
240?
We saw him. Yeah, he's about a 270 kid.
Yeah. Coach texted in and was like, oh, he's like 270.
Yeah, and the thing with him, he moves so well.
Yeah.
He can get downfield. He can block linebackers. He's quick on his feet. I mean, I'm telling you, he is a fantastic lineman.
Okay, we got a couple more recaps we're going to get to, but we've got to put those on the back burner real quick, Boz.
All right.
And the reason why is because for the first time in school history, JCN, the Chargers, are going to state, and Coach Jeff Schneider has given us a shout right now on the bus ride home. Coach, how you feeling, my friend?
They're not sleeping.
We're not sleeping. Feel pretty good right now, actually.
You guys find yourselves down 13-0. What was going on the sidelines? What was in the huddles? What were those conversations like down on the field when that moment happened?
Well, we're a veteran team. We've kind of been in that situation before a couple times this year, so I think it helped. Reflecting back on the Wabunsee game, we were down early. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago in the Troy game, they got down early. They got down early then again, too. And, overall, I just have a senior-laden group, 11 of them up front there. And the composure that they show in the face of adversity is just outstanding. I've never seen anything like it. They're not rattled. We stayed together. We put a drive together and got a touchdown before half and kind of got our footing. And, second half played very well.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz here. How proud are you of the performance that your defense put forth tonight? I mean, Colgan's a team that high-powered offense, putting up a ton of points on the board this season. What were you guys able to do, and how proud of you are those guys for what they did tonight on the defensive side of things?
Proud of all of them. Obviously, 1A, you're playing Ironman football, so you have guys playing on both sides of the ball, not getting very many breaks, obviously, at this point in the season. Our defense has traveled with us all year long. We played outstanding on that side of the ball every game. Shout out to my defensive coordinator, Coach Tweed, does a terrific job. But our guys like to rally the football. They like to hit people, and it kind of stayed stable, made a few plays, and caught a few breaks over the course of the game. But our defense has been playing like that all year long, been really, really kind of the strength of our team.
You know, Coach, it's Jake again. And when Boz and I are talking, last week it was going through, and we went through every matchup for this sub-state round, and we were going saying, okay, on paper, this game goes this way. On paper, this game goes this way. We got to your game against Colgan, and we brought up the 52 points a game for Pitt. We talked about your defense, your offense, and we ended with the mantra of why not us. Is that resonating with your team at this point, or are you guys feeling that as a why not us at this point? We're having the best team in school history.
Well, I think there is a little bit of that. I think our guys, we kind of I like the underdog role, quite honestly. We've been kind of slaying giants here the last several weeks, taking a lot of perennials, to say the least. And like I said, the one thing I think that we overall as a team, we We're athletic in a lot of positions. We have some size. Our kids bust their butt. And, just, you know, like I said, they rally the football. They do checks, communicate really well on both sides of the ball. Like I said, we made timely plays tonight. That's really what got us through. Timely plays on both sides of the ball. Getting down early, we could have folded, and these guys will absolutely not do that. So very proud of our team, very proud of our coaches.
You got a tough-minded team. You got a tough team in general. And, Coach, do you have any plans for Thanksgiving next week?
Well, probably do a little walkthrough, need a little turkey, and get ready to start packing a bag.
Well, Coach, I am extremely ecstatic for your guys' program. I'm ecstatic for you and for those kids. And I think maybe the first time, it is the first time for JCM, but maybe the first time that you're maybe excited to not be sitting around a table with family for Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Coach,
appreciate you guys, too. Appreciate talking to you through the year.
Oh, absolutely, Coach. Again, we're very thankful for, you know, we know what kind of talent and what kind of programs we got around here. We're just very blessed to be able to involve ourselves with you guys and just be along for your guys' journey and your guys' ride. So thanks for allowing us to be a part of it. We will definitely see you next week. And, Coach, I'm not even going to ask you about next week's game. I want you to focus on this win tonight and enjoy that, okay? Drive safe coming back.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Coach Jeff Snyder of JCN on his way back on a loud bus. You mentioned it. Hey, they sleeping.
No. You always wonder. I mean, I'm sure they spent all the energy they had during the game, but you can't come down from that high that quick. Those boys aren't sleeping.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. All right, back to the recaps we go. A special thanks again, Coach Snyder, for jumping on with us. Holton went down to Hayden tonight, and Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking were on the call for that one. It was a rematch of district action where Holton fell to Hayden down at Hayden. They had to try it again here tonight.
For the second time this season, the Hayden Wildcats defeated the Holton Wildcats by a final score of 42-14. This game was 21-0, Hayden leading on the first play of the second quarter as Hayden scored three touchdowns on their first three drives and Holton went three and out on their first three offensive possessions. Holton did get a touchdown run, a long one 58 yards by Bodie Dillon to make it 21-7 and have some life, but on the ensuing kick return, Jensen Trickle took it to the house on a kickoff return for a touchdown. Holton gets a late touchdown in the final minute of the first half. Another Bodie Dillon 5-yard TD run on fourth and goal. So Holton down two scores at the break, but they would not get a single first down in the second half. In fact, Holton only had 16 yards of offense in the second half. Hayden added a couple third quarter touchdowns to get the win 42-14 and move the record to 12-0 on the season. Hayden ran for 218 yards and backup sophomore quarterback Connor Haneke was 9-14 for 102 yards passing. The difference maker was Finn Dunshee, who returned from injury for the first time since week 4 last Friday sparingly and was a difference maker. He had the very first play of the game that was a 65-yard TD to kind of set the tone. Dunshee ended up scoring 5 touchdowns, 3 on the ground with 125 yards rushing and 2 receiving touchdowns of his 3 catches for 37 yards. He gets Hayden back to the state championship game. Holton had no passing yards. They attempted just one pass. Holton had on the ground a total of 169 yards. They were led by Bodie Dillon with 86 yards and 2 scores. Abbott Humley, 19 carries, but just 31 yards. Eli Hallauer had 35 yards on 3 carries as Holton ends their season with a record of 7-5. It was the fourth straight year for Holton to get to the sub-state game, and for the 20th time in the last 21 years, they finished with at least 7 wins. Only 1 5-yard penalty on each team and no turnovers in this game, but Hayden scored on the first play. They got out to a quick 21-0 start, and they defeat Holton by the final score again of 42-14. Hayden will advance to the 3A state title game in Hutchinson next week. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, so Holton falls and ends their season 7-5. But again, I mean, ran into a buzzsaw in the Hayden Wildcats tonight.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you talked about, you just heard the recap. Fluke said Finn Dunshee comes in and the kid goes for 5 touchdowns. He had been injured, had played sparingly. I mean, just an absolute difference maker. He's a really good. Hayden's got really good athletes. They got a ton of speed. They got size. I mean, it's a good football team. They're 12-0.
Yeah.
I mean, Holton is, they've had a good season when you look at where they started to where they finished. And they should be proud of all the improvement they've made throughout the season.
All right, now we're going to go back to Nemaha County. Brandon Tabin was on the call for a great game between Sabetha and Nemaha Central. It was a rematch from district play where Nemaha upended Sabetha in Sabetha. This time, round two is in Seneca. Brandon Tabin on the call. He's got a recap for you right now.
The Nemaha Central Thunder back to the 2A state championship game as they beat Big 7 rival Sabetha on Friday night in a sub-state title game. By a final score of 17-7, the Thunder have now won 25 straight games and get set for the 2A title game next week out in Salina. But let's break this one down for you. Nemaha Central won the toss, deferred to the second half. Sabetha got the opening possession, got a nice first down run from Chase Fry, but three plays later, they had to punt. Nemaha Central's first drive offensively took nearly 9 minutes off the clock and covered about 70 yards, but they settled for a 23-yard field goal, so the Blue Jays got a good stop defensively, but Nemaha Central led 3-0. Sabetha came right back with their best drive of the game, two plays covering 69 yards, Chase Fry a 2-yard touchdown run, which gave Sabetha a 7-3 lead, and that was set up by a 67-yard run by Colin Minold right before that Fry touchdown run. Nemaha Central got the ball back, trailing 7-3, took a 6.5-minute drive into the second quarter, and a touchdown run for Carter Hike from 2 yards out gave the Thunder a 10-7 lead, and that was a 65-yard drive. And at that point, the Thunder offense had outplayed, number of plays-wise, 25-6 against Sabetha at that point. Blue Jays got the ball back late in the second quarter, and a big turnover on downs gave the Thunder 2 minutes and 21 seconds to work before halftime, and they go a minute 50 off the clock, 62 yards. Carter Hike again, a 3-yard run. 17-7 was the score at the half. And quite a shocker, we saw 0 points from either side in the second half. Sabetha needed a stop, and Nemaha Central couldn't get much going on their opening drive of the second half. They were forced to punt, but then Sabetha got it for their first time in the second half, and then they had to punt. Nemaha Central got it back, took a few more minutes off the clock in the third quarter, but Carter Hike with a fumble, and that was maybe the play that's maybe was going to spark the Blue Jays, but that went into the fourth quarter. 17-7 still at that point. Blue Jays had a shot, but on 4th and 7 at the Nemaha Central 25, and what might be the biggest play of the game, they elect to go for it instead of trying a roughly 40-yard field goal, and Carter Hike came away with the interception, and after that, a punt, a turnover on downs, and that was all she said and wrote as Nemaha Central beating Sabetha here tonight. 17-7. Carter Hike was our player of the game. 43 carries, 226 yards and 2 scores. Also threw for 74 yards. Aiden Brockstrom had 3 catches for 66 yards. Colin Minold, the leading rusher for the Blue Jays, 15 carries for 109 yards. Chase Fry, 5 carries, 41 yards and a score. Nemaha Central, 338 yards of offense. Sabetha, 242 yards. It'll be Nemaha Central and Hoisington for the 2A title next week. Thunder have won 25 in a row. I'm Brandon Tabman for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, B. Tad. And, yeah, great call by him and Kraxner and Logan and Mike over there as they had that on the Sabetha channel as well as 103.9. And, shocking. No points in the second half, but yeah. That's kind of what Coach Snyder talked about with JCN. Defense travels in the playoffs, and those two teams really bowed up in the second half.
Well, it's really no surprise from Nemaha Central. I mean, they've been doing that all season long. They're just not letting teams score very many points. And unusual, they didn't put any points on the board, though. And like we said earlier, just a really good football game, but neither team could get things going offensively in the second half. And,
yeah.
You know, we've talked about Sabetha and the fantastic season they've had, but I'm telling you, Nemaha Central, they just continue to roll. I mean, they look really good with what they're doing, and they just find ways to win games.
Yeah, they do it again tonight, 17-7. They move on to next week. Well, that means that we've got our final break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk state title games for 3 local teams. We'll talk about this weekend in sports as well. Is there a big game tomorrow?
There's a pretty big game tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know about that. What is it?
You knew. KU, K-State. Sunflower Showdown.
The Governor's Cup up for grabs. Is it going to be the most highly anticipated one since 2008?
Yes.
We'll talk about it. It's all coming up next. Our final break. We come back. We'll wrap it up. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you as always. Hey, welcome back to the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Boss, I forgot to do this. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
There we go. All right, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz and Seth and Joseph down at CARE, putting in the late hours. Joseph, always appreciate you. I told you about Joseph's boy, just like your boy, goes up to school at North Dakota,
yeah.
Fighting Hawks.
That's right. We're going to have to talk sometime.
Yeah, sometime. You guys need to discuss the Fighting Hawks at some point.
Discuss the fact that we're happy we're here where it's not so cold and snowy.
I mean, it's 36 and I'm in shorts. I didn't look at the weather. I should have. It was cold.
It was cold at the game.
It was cold tonight at the bowl game. All right, starting in 2A, Buzz. Nemaha Central victorious tonight over Sabetha 17-7, 25 straight wins now for Michael Glatzik and his team, taking on Hoisington. Hoisington, the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A. Hoisington a perfect 12-0. Nemaha a perfect 12-0. Hoisington defeated Southeast of Saline last week, which was considered an upset. Tonight, knock off Norton 30-21. So they've had to battle in their route to this state championship. Last two ball games have been by final scores of less than 10 points. Nemaha, a very battle-tested team, Boz, heading in to next week's state championship game out in Salina. This game will be on 92.1 FM KMZA. Nemaha Central Hoisington, what are your initial reactions?
Well, you know, when we get into this, obviously we haven't done any research, didn't know who was going to win. Hoisington, they've had a team that's been kind of up and down. Several years ago, they were, I believe they were playing in, you know, late in the playoffs. They've had some really good football teams. You look at their scores, and, I mean, they've put some points on the board, but they've also given up some points.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that I think Nemaha Central, they're going to focus on what they do. And I like Nemaha Central, their chances with what the defense does. That should show up big in a state championship game. You limit your opponent, limit their points. I like Nemaha Central's chances.
And I think also the fact, you know, the last time Hoisington was in a state title game was in 2020. They fell to Rossville that year, 27-20. So, again, a team that, you know, has some pedigree, has some playoff experience.
Yes, they've been there.
But you got a Nemaha Central team, though, that has hoisted two trophies in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Trying to do it again. And I just, when the phrase of strike while the iron's hot kind of comes to mind.
Yeah.
The iron's smoldering right now for Nemaha, right?
Yeah. Well, they're super confident now.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't shut out teams eight times in a row and not be feeling pretty good about that.
Sure.
Nemaha Central, they're playing really, really good football. And, you know, sometimes you look at what they do late in the season. Does a team peak at the right time? I think Nemaha has been so consistent.
Yeah.
It's not like you're riding a high of playing really good football the last couple weeks. They've been doing that all season. They did that all last season.
Yeah.
So they're poised, I think, to go. And
so you're saying they haven't peaked yet?
I mean, I think...
Or they've just been chilling at the top.
Yeah, they're just so consistent. We haven't seen the ups and downs all season. They've been solid since day one.
I mean, you don't win 25 straight by, you know, not... Or by peaking or anything like
no,
that.
No, I mean, you don't... They haven't eked out wins all season. They've been absolutely dominant. I just think Nemaha goes into this game with a ton of confidence. Coach Gladsick, now he's been there. He's won a state title. You know, you've got to feel good with the leadership and what he's going to do to prepare those guys.
Tonight was the closest game for Nemaha of the entire season since Minneapolis back in district play when that was a 24-0 shutout. And when that's considered your closest game coming into a sub-state game, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, for certain. I mean, that's one thing with Nemaha, and Coach Gladsick talked a little bit about it. They really hadn't been tested a whole lot. Riley County gave them, you know, a little bit of a fit, you would say, just got out early on and put some points on the board. So the way that his team reacts to that, we talked about that. I asked him the question, how did your guys react, and do you see their body language change when they are trailing? Because they just haven't been trailing much this season. But Coach Gladsick said, you know, that's the beauty of this team, the senior leadership and guys coming together and saying, all right, you know, that's it. We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to buckle down and get the job done.
Right, exactly. Hey, that was Grandpa Gary that called back, by the way.
Oh, hey.
He loves the show.
He's still driving?
And yeah, and, you know, the funny thing is, he just said, I just wanted to let you know. You talked about it with Coach Snyder, the Why Not Us that you guys were talking about last week. I said, yeah, and he goes, I think our kids have kind of motivated that. He said, I've seen that across social media quite a bit, the school page. He said, I just want to let you guys know. I said, well, I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Thanks for letting us know. I mean, we don't do this for self-gratification.
Yeah.
We do this for the kids.
Absolutely.
We do this for the schools. We want to do everything we can to help elevate recognition for you guys, the fans, the listeners, the kids, the schools, for sure. Again, that was 2A Nemaha Central poised to repeat once again in Class 2A. Well, we just talked about Grandpa Gary again because he gave us another shout. Well, let's talk 1A then. Jefferson County North taking on a Conway Springs team that is 10-2. Conway Springs are two losses this year at Garden Plain, at home against Kingman, and a Conway Springs team that, again, just is a perennial power historically. The Cardinals play out in the Central Plains League, and a year ago were bounced in the sectional round of the playoffs. but have found themselves some success in the postseason. But they haven't made it this far either, Boz, in about 9 years for themselves, that I can see, at least in the last 9 years. And so this is a Conway Springs team that, you know, again, on paper, they show to be the better team of the two heading into this state title game.
Well, and you look at Conway Springs, you mentioned it. I mean, they have had some really good football teams historically. They're competitive each and every year. They lose their first two games of the season, and then they are flat on a roll.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of taking it to their opponents again. This is a area, obviously, we don't cover. We don't know a whole lot about those. I mean, Kingman was a really good football team last year, football team this year. That was one of their losses.
Kingman made it to a state title a year ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're putting points on the board. This one, you know, here's the thing. I don't know much about Conway Springs. I don't care to know much about Conway Springs. JCN.
We know it's JCN.
JCN. Yeah. And what they're doing right now.
Charges.
It's awesome. Yeah. I just love it. What they're doing. I mean, you knock off Centralia.
Yeah.
Coach Snyder said, you know, we beat some programs here lately. Centralia. Opie.
He used the phrase slayed some giants.
Slayed some giants.
And he's not wrong.
No.
Centralia, Opie. Those are giants. And if you're a Centralia fan right now listening in, it makes that, I mean, again, nothing makes a loss better. But at least knowing that, hey, we lost to a really good team.
Yeah, they're playing for a state title. Yeah,
that helps.
It does ease it a little bit. But that's the thing with JCN. They're playing with a ton of confidence. We said this a long time ago. They had the pieces. They've got great team, and I think JCN's going to be really – they're going to ride this this week. They're going to get focused on Conway Springs. Coaches are going to break down film. They're going to figure out what they do. They're going to put together a game plan.
They're going to eat some turkey and get on a bus.
Eat some turkey. They're going to – I mean, it's just
– love that.
I don't know. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for the community and this opportunity, and I think they're going to take advantage of the opportunity.
I think we've heard the term destiny. We've heard the term the phrase, why not us? We've heard of people talking about that, again, underappreciated teams, when they make it this far, they don't do that for no reason.
Yeah.
They're a really, really good team. This JCN team is extremely good. We've been keeping close tabs on them all year. The Why Not Us slogan is going to continue for me. Why not JCN? Why not us? They will go out. Again, I'm ecstatic for them. I am looking forward to them next week just going out to Hayes, taking care of business, and hoisting that first ever state title.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, doesn't get any better.
Does not get any better than that. Nemaha, we're looking forward to them hosting their second straight. JCN looking to get their first ever, and then an 8-man Division II. The Axtell Eagles, as Brian said, they're flying high down to Newton, taking on South Central, a South Central team that upsets Victoria 42-20. When we checked in on that game, Victoria had 5 turnovers in that ball game that helped South Central to get to their point. South Central, 9-3 team schedule. Not as, again, their 2 losses against Sublette and Meade early in the season to start the year. They lose at South Barber, and those games really weren't that close. Then they kind of they're on a hot streak.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they have not lost since week 5, and this is a team that's feeling good because in that winning streak, Boz, the most points they've given up was tonight, 20 points in a 42-20 win against Victoria.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job defensively. And then you look at, on the flip side, their offense the last 5-6 games, they're averaging over 50 points probably per game. I mean, here's the thing. You get to this point of the season, everybody's really good.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what they're going to do on that day with the pressure, the nerves, all that stuff. Again, I don't know. I mean, we just don't know much about these guys. It's hard to tell. But I think Axtell is just...
Yeah, I was getting ready to flip it to you
on
that because Victoria's game tonight, South Central's game tonight against Victoria, the first time in the last 6 weeks for South Central that was not a Mercy Rule win for them, but it's all Axtell at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole, again, until you prove me otherwise...
Yeah.
There's no reason to believe Axel's not going to win their third straight title.
I think Axel, they've got too many weapons.
Yes. We've
talked about Brandon Schmelzy and what he does, the line, the guys up front, Sawyer Dieters. I mean, this team is the complete
Grady Bussing,
team. If you were to like grab some guys and be like, okay, you're kind of your all-star team and assemble your team, I don't know that you pick anybody different.
Right.
I mean, these guys have everything they need.
Landon Schmitz. I mean, we can go down the entire roster.
Yeah, they're
well coached, man.
Well, absolutely. It's a phenomenal job, the coaching staff, keeping these guys grounded.
Shout out
Detweiler.
Shout out Wiebe. Yeah.
I mean, they've done a really, really nice job, and I don't see anybody tripping up Axel on the way to their three-peat.
Axel defeats Frankfurt tonight again. Nothing to hang your head on if you're Frankfurt.
Yep.
I mean, again, Frankfurt's losses this year, three of them came to two teams that are playing for a state title that are heavy favorites in Linden and Axtell.
Yeah.
There's that. But Axtell, again, Eagles flying high and no reason to lower that altitude, man, going into Newton next week.
Nope.
That game, 3:30 that game against South Central, and that's the only game that I cannot give the definite radio station for quite yet. 3:30 game. We should be able to keep that on 92.1 FM. Just again, 92.1 is going to start at 1:00 with Nemaha Central. Axtell's game with the kickoff. So we might have to be doing a little bit of shifting with some pregame and then get the game on, you know, so different things like that. So MSCSports.net is your number one local source for all the information for what's going on for State Week next week. There's a lot of things still yet to get to, and we're going to get to them here right now. And the fact of we've got three state titles next week that we're going to be covering for you next Friday instead of a traditional scoreboard show because there are no games on Friday. So the day after Thanksgiving, Boz, the trip to fans has got to wear off quick. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so you know,
all right.
We're going to have a really, really awesome state preview show for you. We're going to be having Jared Sleppy, Brandon Tadman, Justin Fluke, myself, you, all giving input, Tom Counts as well, giving input on the state games the following day. It's going to be a brief show. We're going to keep that one at an hour. It's going to start next Friday around 5:15. And so you want to make sure you're paying attention for that because we're going to dive into these three teams in more depth. We're going to have more knowledge about their opponents and really give you a true preview of what to expect for those state title games next weekend. But this weekend, we got more stuff going on, my friend.
We do.
But before we go to that, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We haven't read them one time. I want you to read them for me right now.
Okay. Here's what we got for Lucre Chiropractic Game Balls from Axtell. No surprise, we've mentioned his name a bunch tonight. Brandon Schmelzy. He goes 12 for 13 passing for 229 and a touchdown. Got over 100 yards rushing with an additional four touchdowns. So this young man accounted for 300-plus yards of offense. Five total touchdowns on the night. That's Brandon Schmelzy from Axtell. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
I love it. Makes me laugh every time. Carter Hike, 44 carries
tonight.
Making
sure you're not falling asleep.
I'm wide awake here. He had 44 carries on the night. Absolute workhorse. Carried the load. 226 yards rushing. Two touchdowns. 4 of 7 through the air. 64 yards. He also had one pick defensively. That's Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. From JCN, Connor Kearns. He had a big night defensively. He had two interceptions against Pittsburgh Colgan. He also had the pick in the last 2 minutes to seal the deal for JCN. He's another game ball nominee. And then we've got Grandpa Gary's game ball nominations.
Okay, so his grandson Ethan?
Nope.
Okay.
No?
What we got?
He wanted to nominate the entire JCN team, offense and defense.
Love it.
I don't disagree. Phenomenal game for them. Heck of a night for JCN. So the entire JCN team gets a game ball nomination.
Coaches, managers, water individuals, everybody.
Everything.
Everything for JCN. Grandpa Gary hollering at you tonight. Those are your Lucre Chiropractic Wellness game ball nominees for the night. We'll give that away here in just a little bit. But tomorrow, wanted to say one thing about collegiate football first before we dive into the elephant in the room is playoff football has started for NAIA. The selection show was this past Sunday. Unfortunately for Benedictine, they did not get selected into the playoffs, which just quite honestly baffled me.
Unbelievable.
I was very confused, and I feel like I got a really good answer of the way that it's set up for them in the NAIA ranks for how they get people to the postseason. But
it makes sense, but
I get it. But how do you hold a team out like a BC?
Here's my beef with the whole deal. Benedictine is number 14 ranked in the country.
Correct.
Going into the last game of the season.
Right.
They left the future in somebody else's hand. Didn't get the win.
No worry, no questions asked. That's what you had to do, but that didn't happen.
No, they dropped the game. That happens. They dropped 11 spots.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah.
And the team they lost to was in a three-way tie for first place in the conference.
Right.
It wasn't like you lost to the team in the cellar.
It wasn't the 0-9 team that you played.
How you drop 11 spots.
Yeah.
And that just kicked them out.
Listen, I've got friends, I've got relatives that have an interest in BC and Baker.
Yeah.
I've got no dog in the fight.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, we cover BC, we root for BC, but it just, to me, with the way that it was described to me, Boz, was, okay, you had a three-way tie. You can't go head-to-head because Mid-America beat BC, BC beat Baker, Baker beat Mid-America.
Yeah.
So it was a round robin.
Yeah.
Everybody beat each other. So that tiebreaker's out.
Yeah.
So the automatic qualifier from the NAIA, Heart of America South Division went to the team that was ranked the highest in the final rankings.
Yep.
And that's where you're referencing of the dropping 11 spots.
Yeah.
Put BC on the outside looking in. Mid-America didn't get in either. Baker is in. And they have made it to the postseason. So, you know, congratulations to the Baker Wildcats. Again, I know we have listeners that care about Baker. Have kids play there. And so, again, I'm not knocking that perspective at all.
Yeah.
But how you hold a team out that is a quality team.
Well.
That their record speaks for itself. It's just beyond me. And, I just... It's my ignorance of the league for not fully understanding that, but at the same time, I should have asked Tom about it.
Yeah, Tom
had him on the call.
Yeah, he's probably listening. He'd probably give us
he's only got an hour and 45 left to get home. But, it's something like that. It's just beyond me, and it's unfortunate because, again, I mean, they had a great season.
They had a really good season.
You know, you get punished for stubbing your toe in the last game of the year, and, again, you take care of business, and you're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, people that are runners up at state championships in the high school level, you know, you're not gonna get a participation trophy for that. So I get it. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean here's my thing. Benedictine loses two games early in the season to top ranked teams by a total of 5 points.
Yeah.
Then they go on a run. I mean, you look at the body of work and what they were able to do, and you lose at the end of the season and you're out. Like that's it, you're done. So I don't know. Benedictine they had a really, really good season.
Really good season. They're going to be back next year and be just as good. But, you know, and then you look at the other teams that made it. And, you know, again, no discredit, but a 6-5 team from Ottawa makes it into the postseason. I'm just saying, hey, automatic qualifiers, stuff like that, kind of like the regional assignments for Keisha right now, I feel like, right? Let's just be honest about, okay, top to bottom, who's the best? Get them into the playoffs. Let them fight it out and put it in a correct seating. Come on. That's what we need. All right. Governor's Cup.
Yep.
Sunflower Showdown. Kansas State goes to KU this Saturday, tomorrow, 6 p.m. You can listen to that game right here on 103.9 KNZA as well as 92.1 FM KMZA. Care Country, switch over. You guys can take in the Cats game tomorrow night against the Hawks. You got some stuff you want to chat about. Go ahead.
Well, here's my thing with KU, and we've talked about this. We talked about it on the way back from the game tonight.
I'm going to stand up because I'm going to get...
Oh, I know. Don't wrap your cord around your stool spinning around. Jake's all fired up here. So here's the thing. KU, I'll give you this. They have not kind of made it a showdown game. I was reading an article from ESPN, and it was talking about the Sunflower Showdown between Kansas State and Kansas. Hasn't been much of a showdown over the last decade simply because Kansas hasn't showed up. I don't disagree.
You got to show up to show down.
Exactly. It just hasn't been there. Now, saying that, KU's had the best season they've had for quite a long time, and I really feel like tomorrow's game is the best team they've brought to this in quite some time. And I think KU, I think it's going to be a game. I think it's going to be a real big game. At KU, I mean, you know, you go back years, there wasn't the following, there wasn't the hype. They just had really, quite honestly, horrible teams.
Yeah.
But I think this, they're in a position now where they can compete, and I think it's going to be a very, very good game.
I mean, you mentioned it. You look at the last decade, 15, well, since 2008.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You mentioned it. The scores.
Yeah.
Hadn't been very close.
No.
2018, I think it was a 4-point win for K-State. Here's the thing. I think K-State, again, I'm not going to jinx it. Get out of here. By making comparisons to what we've done with the high school level, but K-State is all encompassing the better team. K-State's been bit with injuries recently. They're now on their third string linebacking core. Going into this game, that's a big deal. And here's the thing, right now, with KU's loss last week to Texas Tech, really that was a big hurt for KU.
It was horrible.
We both picked. Okay, when we were looking at the final schedule, like, all right, tomorrow's a win. Now against K-State the following week.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the tough games. But KU drops, and that kicked him out of the Big 12 race.
Yeah, done.
K-State's still in the Big 12 race.
Yep.
And I was reading up, did you see that the Big 12 made an addendum this past week to the tie-breaking rule?
I did see a little something on that.
And it really took social media and local media by storm with the confusion of it, because as it stood with Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and K-State all tied, excuse me, if they all won out, they'd all be tied for second to go to the title game, K-State would go. Well, Oklahoma State had the head-to-head over Oklahoma. Oklahoma State had the head-to-head over K-State. So the question was, how's that possible?
Yeah.
So the Big 12 comes out with an addendum that basically says, let me clarify what we meant this to say.
Not what we said, what we meant.
Right, what we meant this to read as, and they said that because the reason why it was confusing and for some people was the fact that Oklahoma K-State didn't play, won't play.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to have that head-to-head? That it throws it all out is what it originally read as.
Yeah.
So they're saying now, okay, so the head-to-head matters, and if another team didn't have a head-to-head, well, that doesn't matter. The team that had the head-to-head, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
If Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma and K-State like they did, they should go to the Big 12 title game. They have the head-to-head victory over them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Now, they make an addendum, makes it confusing again, but you know how K-State makes the Big 12 championship game? It's pretty simple.
They got to win tomorrow.
They win out. They win tomorrow. Then they take care of business at home against Iowa State the following week. All they have to do is have Texas lose to Iowa State tomorrow.
That's it? That's all they got
to
have?
That's literally what it said.
Yeah.
To me, that's simple. I mean, so if Texas wins tomorrow, K-State's out. Like, that's the formula.
Yeah.
Right? I just was like, okay, so if Oklahoma State wins out, Oklahoma wins out, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because somehow now a new tie-breaking formula has been put in place. Whatever.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'm a Cats fan as big as the next one, but, I mean, good Lord. So, anyway, tomorrow's matchup, it should be a good one. I agree. My prediction since week two is not going to happen, though. Jalen Daniels is not going to play.
Nope.
He's been shut down for the year.
Well, and you mentioned, though, you talked about injuries.
Yeah.
K-State's got some issues there. KU's got some massive issues on the injury side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bean goes down with a head injury. Coach Leipold said, hey, I think he's going to play. And then he kind of backtracked and said, nah, I don't know. So now we're looking at third string quarterback.
That's just cat and mouse.
It might be. Who knows? But here's the thing. If that happens, you've got walk-on freshman Cole Ballard,
yeah,
who did a nice job last week.
He did all right, yeah.
He did all right. The way I feel with this, if I could see the storyline developing, if he goes in, he starts, they get a win over K-State, what does that do? That puts that young man on the map.
Bye, Jalen Daniels.
This guy hadn't been around. Jalen Daniels hadn't played. He announces he's coming back. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on.
You think he announced he came back just strictly in case that happened?
Something to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting
the
timing.
The sports talking heads will all be all worked up about that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm excited about Cole Ballard. If he is the guy tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think he's prepared. He's ready. He did a nice job when he was thrown in last week.
Yeah.
It's a big-time environment, big-time rivalry game for him, so who knows what will happen, but I think it's going to be a good game.
I agree. What I'm excited about is the fact that K-State fans, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to spend $15 and sit anywhere we want at Memorial Stadium.
For the first time in 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, I say that tongue-in-cheek, but in all seriousness,
oh, yeah.
The fact that it's going to be an actual environment
yeah.
is going to be fun.
Yes, it will be.
And I'm excited about it. And, you know, obviously, I'm very hopeful that my Cats get the win. I want them to, you know, keep the Beakers, or the Jayhawks, sorry.
come on.
What was that? 16 straight losses. You know, and I saw another deal, and then we'll move on, was, you know, because, you know, you're a KU fan. We talked about this.
Yeah.
You know, KU always says, hey, well, you've had our number lately, but you look at the total wins, you know, we got you beat going back to 1856 or whatever it was.
That's what it is.
I saw a really interesting information that said, how about let's check the rivalry in your lifetime? You know how old you got to be for the last time that KU was ahead in the rivalry?
You don't like.
If you look at the recent memory, you got to be 80 years old.
80 years, that's all right.
And no knock to anybody that's 80. I'm just saying they're the only ones that can remember when this was a legitimate rivalry.
Yeah, whatever.
80 years, and you're telling me that? Well, we still got the overall record of it.
So you slice and dice the overall record to a time frame that fits what you want to talk about.
What have you done for me lately? That's 88 decades.
Oh, come on.
You're telling me that, Bozzy. There's nothing, my friend.
Oh, come on.
No, there's nothing.
I agree. It's not been good, but things are changing, buddy.
Things are different. I'm excited for the fact they're different. But what have you done for me lately? If KU gets the win tomorrow, big props to them. That will be a program. I mean, they already have one program-changing win this year against Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
That'll just be icing. I mean, tomorrow's KU's bowl game. Let's be honest.
It is as big as it gets for them. I mean, when you knock off Oklahoma, things are going well. You're having a good season. You're 7-3. You've got to finish out the season and kind of start the rivalry back up. That's why it's such a big deal for them. In-state rivalry hadn't been there. Now you've got to go out there and show out.
That game's at 6 o'clock. You can hear it on 103.9 and 92.1. Pre-game for that starts at 4 tomorrow. And again, don't forget, we mentioned it earlier, state cheerleading competition tomorrow in Topeka at the Stormont Vale Event Center. Again, just because this was sent to us, I'll put it out there. There's a send-off for Holton, cheer send-off at 7:45 in the morning, so 8 hours from right now.
Yeah.
This is a send-off.
Yeah.
So we'll let you get to bed here in a second so you can wake up early and go send them off for the state cheer competition. Last night, let's go to NFL now. That's the only college that we're going to be focused on this weekend. Last night, Ravens get a big win at home against Cincinnati. Two big-time injuries happened in that football game last night. Joe Burrow.
Yeah, down.
Done for the year.
He's been snake-bitten this season.
I mean, honestly, in his NFL career, he tore his ACL coming in his first year in the league. And then now this, a torn ligament in his wrist. Again, I'm not a fan of the Bengals by any stretch. I'm not a fan of a guy that says it's Burrowhead.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so, yeah. I mean, don't get this twisted. But you never root for somebody to get, like, hurt. In my competitive sphere, I feel like I want to beat the best, right?
Yeah.
And he was healthy competition for the Chiefs.
Oh my gosh!
For the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of beginning to be the rivalry. Those two guys, Burrow and Mahomes, and
yeah. I was getting text messages last night from Chiefs fans. Again, Chiefs fans, for whatever reason, I don't understand it. I still love you. I'm a Chiefs Kingdom, employee, but a member as well. Unless you play the flock, but Chiefs fans are texting me with Raven gifts saying "Go Ravens" last night. The Ravens are way closer to the Chiefs in the standings than the Bengals are, but it's just because it is such a healthy rivalry that has been blossoming, and nobody's scared of the Ravens, and that's fine. It is what it is. But Ravens win, big-time win last night, 8-3 now. They are just a half game It's hard for me to figure out those standings. They're 8-3. Chiefs are 7-2. Chiefs have a higher winning percentage. They're still the one seed. Even if the Chiefs lose, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday or on Monday, excuse me, then the Ravens will be the one. But that's neither here nor there. The fact remains: big win for Baltimore. They lose the best tight end in the NFL.
Whoa,
Mark Andrews, broken fibula, dude.
Yeah, gross.
Hip drop tackle is a new conversation that people are talking about. They're wanting it banned. It's banned in rugby, I read. And it's where you kind of just, like, lean on the guy, fall down, just put all your weight on him, and just land on him. I'm sorry, but when I played football, I was a small guy. Okay, you're trying to tackle someone bigger than you. What are you going to do?
Just drag him down.
You can form tackle all you want, but I'm not going up against no hut-hut hikes or anything like that. You know, they're going to truck me.
True story.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If Sawyer Deeners is carrying a football in front of me, or Grady Noel carrying a football in front of me, dude, I'm just going to hang on for the ride and hope that he goes down by my sheer weight.
Yeah.
So that's a controversial thing right now. I don't know which side of the fence I'm on with it, but I think it's definitely something that's going to be a conversation piece for sure.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's unfortunate that happens, but I don't know. You mentioned the best tight end. I don't know.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk long and hard about that another time.
Yeah, we don't have time tonight.
But going to the team that has the best for real tight end, the Chiefs,
allegedly,
have a monster game
huge
on Monday night against the Eagles.
Rematch.
That is a big-time rematch. That's going to be a heck of a game. And the Chiefs, I mean, I feel like they're kind of starting to get in a groove, and I've been critical a little bit of just, you know, the way things have gone. Just hasn't looked super comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I had trouble scoring in the red zone, relying on field goals to win games. But I think that win over the Dolphins, that was big.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe a little confidence boost. And, again, these are the best athletes in the world. I don't think they need much confidence boost. But from team perspective and what they were able to do and score touchdowns, I think that goes a long ways.
I think their paychecks are their confidence boost.
Well, whatever it is, they're not lacking it, I'm sure.
Here's your $1 million. You want to go play them next week?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll go get ran over like a train for $1 million. Big time matchup. Side note, you know, it's gonna be the first time that Travis Kelce's parents and Taylor Swift's parents are gonna meet. It's like the biggest headline of the game.
What?
Not even kidding you. The top storyline for Monday Night Football, Super Bowl rematch, the two best teams in their respective conferences, and the top storyline is Taylor Swift's parents are gonna be there, and so are Travis Kelce's parents, and they're gonna meet for the first time.
I want to watch football.
Holy, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, we're a country music station. I'm all for it. Pump it up. But listen, save that for, you know, off the field. Is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about that.
Okay. So Chiefs and Eagles, Monday Night Football. We'll have that on the radio as well. That'll be on 92.1 FM KMZA and Sunny 101.3 on Monday night at 7 o'clock for kickoff for that. And, boss, that's going to pretty much wrap it up except for our last thing that we always do. But, again, don't forget, next week on Friday at about 5:15, we'll have a special state championship preview show with our entire sports department. It's only going to be an hour. Okay, I know we take up a couple hours every evening every Friday. It's always good content, though. Tonight, so many good things. We want to thank all the coaches for calling in, all the fans for calling in, and just sharing the excitement of everything. Tom Couch calling in, all the recaps from Justin, from Brandon, from Jared. Just a great night of sports for the teams moving on. Super congratulations to you. For the teams that went home tonight, man, you make it this far. It's a great
season.
Great year for you. So our Luca Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball, Bozzy.
Here's what I'm doing tonight.
Okay. You just gave me, dude, makes me know exactly what you're going
to
do.
Well, I'm not giving it to everybody, but let me go through who we got. Brandon Schmelzley, Axel, 12 for 13 passing, 229 yards, one touchdown, had over 100 yards rushing with another four touchdowns. He accounted for 300-plus yards and five touchdowns for Axel.
Insane.
Nemaha Central, Carter Hike. There it is. He had 44 carries tonight, 226 yards, two touchdowns. 4 of 7 through the air for 64 yards. Also had a pick on the defensive side of the ball. For JCN, Connor Kearns, he had two picks tonight against Colgan.
Massive.
Got the last interception within 2 minutes left in the game. Sealed the deal for JCN. Big night defensively for him. And then we've got Grandpa Gary's game ball nomination. The entire JCN team, offense and defense. Congratulations to them moving on. Here's what I'm going to do tonight, Jake. I am going to go with Brandon Schmelzley. 12 for 13 passing, 229, one touchdown, 100-plus yards rushing, four touchdowns, total of five TDs and over 300 yards. He gets a share of the game ball, and then I'm going with Grandpa Gary's game ball nomination. JCN advances for the first time in school history. Offense, phenomenal game tonight. Defense, they hold Pitt Colgan, who was averaging 52 a game. They hold them to 13 points tonight. So those are my Lukert Chiropractic game ball winners tonight. I was tempted, Jake. I was tempted to go with everybody that we had on the list as it was the last season, but or the last night. But I'm going to go with those two, Brandon Schmelzley and Grandpa Gary's game ball nominations. Now we got a call, or somebody called in here. We got a caller. Jake's trying to figure out what we're doing here, but he's off the phone now. Here we go.
Sorry about that, Buzz. Hey, that was really interesting, and I'm really sorry. I didn't hear who you gave it away to, but congratulations to
Brandon Schmelzley.
Of course.
Okay. And
Grandpa
Gary's game ball nomination.
All right. Grandpa Gary. Can we say GG?
No, it's Grandpa Gary. It's always Grandpa Gary.
That also means good game. Good game, a little GG action here, Grandpa Gary.
I'm going to stick with Grandpa Gary.
Hey, shout out to caller just got in named Brian.
Okay. All right.
A consistent listener. Thank you for listening to the show, even at 11:46 at night.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. But wanted to give us a little bit of information, Bob, as we close up the show. And I think what sparked it was we were talking about, the hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it called hip
the
drop
injury?
Tackle?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. And I said, if Grady Knoll's running toward me, I'm going to jump on him. Hopefully I can just pull him down with my weight. Right. So funny information, back in 1996 until this team this year, the 96 team was the furthest team, ever to make it in the postseason for football.
Okay.
Grady Knoll's dad was on the team.
All right.
So, and here's the other little sidebar information about him. Grady Knoll's dad was a powerlifting champion in the 90s as well.
All right.
So I think, coming full circle here, I don't think Grady Knoll's going down with me just holding on to him.
Probably not.
Thanks, Brian, for giving us a shout there. That was some fun.
He just called to tell you are not taking him down.
He doesn't know how much I weigh. I mean,
well,
what?
No, I agree. You ain't bringing him down. So I'll just say that.
I think it was kind of a compliment. Thanks.
Well.
Is it the 5'7"?
Yeah,
okay.
That's it. Just your...
My license says 5'10".
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, thanks for that. Once again, congratulations, JCN. Congratulations to Nemaha Central. Again, JCN going for the first state title ever in school history. That'll be on 93.7 FM. Go to mscsports.net. You'll get all this information. But JCN going to state first time ever next week in Hayes. You got Nemaha Central trying to go back-to-back, Boz, trying to get 26 straight wins for the first.
Come on.
Let's go. Nemaha Central going for 26 straight wins. They are doing that next week as well. And then that game is going to be out in Salina. And then Axtell, man, trying to go for 39 straight wins. They're in the state title game. I agree. Out in Newton, eight-man division two. Let's do a clean sweep next week.
Yeah.
We're going to preview it all next Friday night, 5:15, have our entire sports department for an hour going over everything for these three games. This has been fun, man. And it's kind of sad that it's coming to a close for football.
It is.
But you know what? People are going to get stuck with us for another few months in basketball too, buddy.
All right.
I mean, they don't realize it yet, but they is. They is. All right, guys. This has been such a fun end to a Friday night substate round. And we're going to do it all again next week, my friend.
Let's go.
All right. For Boz, for Seth, for Joseph hanging out down to care, I appreciate you, sir. Kurt Kilman, Ray Penning. This has been Jake. Join us next week for another Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as we'll do a preview of state action. Go to MSCSports.net for everything you need to know about what's going on for state week next week. Three teams going for a state title. Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lukert Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gallons of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company,
by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford and Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystems. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio.